What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. It's episode 2 of season 4. God damn, I can't believe this shit's been on for that goddamn long.
We did it!
Yeah, it's everybody that's out there listening. Fuck, sorry, man. We didn't think this was going to last more than a couple episodes.
All 7 of you, thank you so much.
So we're back in we're back at it, and Big O and Cookie are back in the house. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, kids.
Pervert.
Oh, man. It's been a crazy week. Reminds me of that scene from Groundhog's Day where Bill Murray goes, it's Groundhog's Day again. It seems like this election thing is going to keep going on through the new year, probably. I don't know. Maybe they forgot how to count, took the ultimate lunch break.
It's hard for some people.
What do you guys think? What the fuck are they doing?
Counting ballots in my asshole the other night.
Counting. Not for me.
Would that be Brown Party?
Go on.
I would think that would be the Corn Party.
Party of scat.
Do you have a diet consisting of a lot of Southwestern entrees? Corn and everything.
It's Tex-Mex.
Hey, let's not forget all the dead people we haven't counted votes for, okay? That's still going to come in.
Yes.
Did you hear that there was a dead guy that won office in one of the states in the Midwest? There wasn't time to pull him off the ballot. He died of COVID, but there wasn't time to take him off the ballot. So people still voted for him. So like somebody else is gonna obviously have to take over. But
not even COVID could keep him down.
It was like, how much did you hate that other candidate that a dead guy won?
Those are sympathy votes.
This is Weekend at Bernie's Part 2.
Right? They should have just done that.
Like George Costanza, don't underestimate the power of pity. It's a wonderful thing. People feel sorry for you. They vote for you.
Well, Bob's been dead for 3 days now.
It was like that scene in A Million Ways to Die in the West where he's like, for the last 3 days, the highest ranking official in our town has been a dead guy. And what about the Donald? Is he getting his bags packed? Or, I mean, can you hear a fucking hit the road jack plane? Or
I do. I'm excited.
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you about grabbing the puss. I'm grabbing the puss before I leave and make sure the lawn's nice and manicured. Then I'm going to leave. Then I'm going to make $1 million. And then I'm not even going to pay the taxes. Biden could kiss my ass.
Grab the puss.
He's filing fucking lawsuits and he won't even file taxes. Like, come on now.
Welcome to the stage, Miss I Need a Recount.
Is she from Puerto Rico?
Mm-hmm.
Spot on. And Kanye receiving 1% of the vote.
Good for him.
I mean, when it would show the map of where people voted for him, like in the U.S., I'm like, look, check it out. Those are all the places I never want to go ever.
We actually have with us candidate D's Nuts. Sir, 9%. That's impressive.
Yeah, man. You think about it, just to put it into perspective, like, D's Nuts got 9% of the vote in 2016, right? Kanye gets 1% now.
Sad. So sad.
Did you hear what he said on the news after the running?
No, I didn't.
He said it was a little bit hairy, but he edged out. So.
Oh man, it's just been a crazy week. I mean, I expected it was going to take a little longer than a day or two to count all those votes, but I don't know why he's tripping. Like, just let him finish, and maybe you'll tie. Like, there was a I think that's the worst case scenario of like they tie, because then it goes to like the Senate and Congress and all that shit, and so then we have to wait even more, and then if they can't make it like a decision, then they're gonna like recount or have to do that shit over again.
Oh well, no.
They did pass a new law, so you know when they have a tie like this, it's Rochambeau.
Yes.
It worked in South Park, right?
It worked in South Park. Shit sandwich and douche, big giant douche.
Yeah,
make it work.
Giant douche and turd sandwich. That was the voter die. The voter die where P. Diddy was on there. I was like, oh man, it's classic. That every time I see election or somebody talking about election, my mind jumps immediately to that. The giant douche and turd sandwich. You know. Well, you know, it just from the looks of it, I mean, it doesn't look like he's going to be hanging around too much longer.
Shh, don't jinx it.
Which is kind of, you know, I know, right? Which is, you know, but it kind of puts a damper on you know, our parade a little bit, because now we're going to lose one of the running segments. I feel kind of like we did, like we felt when Jasmine got hooked up with her man and we lost the Tinder sausage aisle segment. And so now I kind of feel like now that homeboy's on his way out.
Well, for Biden, it could be like creepy things our president does.
Our creepy president?
Yes.
Switch to our creepy president.
I like how there was a comedian that said he doesn't discriminate. It's not like just young girls, pretty girls, tall girls, thin girls, any girl. He's going to hug you. He's going to touch you. He's going to rub your back. He does not discriminate. That's the kind of president I want in my White House.
He's like the fucking Armor Hot Dogs president.
Yes. Yes.
Fat girls, skinny girls, girls that climb on rocks.
Girls that suck what?
Even girls with vaginal rot.
So, you know, but yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. I think you should probably roll into that, you know, our creepy president, and like, you know, just do this whole new thing. Let's see how it goes. Mm-hmm, I'm totally down for it, though.
As am I.
So with the theme of season four and highlighting a comedian every episode, this episode's spotlight comedian is Eddie Murphy. And this one, I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, you can't deny he's a Hall of Famer. Great stand up. You know, he did very, very well for himself when he transitioned to the big screen.
To pictures.
Right. And so that kind of had us off on a little tangent during the time that we were planning out season four. And so we started talking about the progression of comedians from the stage to either TV or to film. And it kind of got into an interesting, you know, kind of side discussion tangent. So we figured we'd wait and kind of discuss that here so we can get your guys' feedback too and see what you think. You know, let us know. So what we're talking about is how do you feel about comedians going from doing stand-up, making the transition to either film or TV. So people like Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, a long list of other comedians, but those are the ones that immediately
jump.
Bernie
Mac.
Yeah, Bernie Mac. Yes, exactly.
Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm. 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 Chris Rock.
Yep. And so, yep. I don't know, Big O, what do you think? What's your take on it, like, overall, in the grand scheme of things, I guess?
Well, I mean, everybody ages, everybody changes. Views always change as you get older. You get children, you get AIDS, you get Tiger King, you know.
Hey, 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 hey. I didn't get it. It got me.
You know, when you get all that stuff coming at you in Hollywood, you make all these changes. You're not pleasing the people, the masses. You're pleasing the people in Hollywood, and you're grouping together thoughts that you think this segment might like or this segment might like. And a lot of those Hollywood actors that were comedians and they were great stars and on the stage, they never revert back to that because, you know, they've already cut the mindset in what they were doing in the past. out of the picture, and now they're out trying to make the big dollars. You get some of these comics that come in and just do some movies and then go back to the stand-up, and they're still edgy, and you get some that just cut off ties and are movies altogether. There's hit and misses with both of those thoughts, and you know, I don't really knock Eddie Murphy for that, or Kevin Hart for, you know, getting out of the Oscars because he said one gay joke.
It's just a
matter of, hey, you know what? Everybody just chill out, smoke some dope, and, you know, laugh at everything, because we're not going to be here for all our life.
Mm-mm-mm. No, that's a good point, man. Some people like do well, I think, not going to film, but like going to TV instead, like Dave Chappelle. Like I you know, not that I didn't fucking love Half Baked, because I fucking do. Like I'm down to watch that shit any damn time. But I think I enjoyed the Chappelle Show a lot more than I did Half Baked. Like the Show. I mean,
oh yeah.
You know, like if you know I got stranded on a desert island and all I had to watch was episode, you know, seasons 1 through 3. Like, oh well, fuck it, I'm good. Like. You know, I loved it that much. You know, like how you try, like fucking the Hollywood stories of Charlie Murphy, and then season 3, the Pixies. I know that, you know, that was one that, you know, was like controversial and stuff, but oh man, I love the shit out of it.
It was great.
But again, going back to the whole transition from the stage to either the, you know, the big screen or to TV, I don't know. I think, some people, you know, like him, like it was, and I'm sure he made way more money off the Chappelle Show than he did off of you know, Half Baked, you know, funny as it was.
Right.
What do you think? I mean, is there,
well, for Eddie Murphy specific, don't get me wrong, I love Dave Chappelle. He's amazing. And the television show, the Chappelle Show, was like legendary. Eddie Murphy specific, Saturday Night Live to his stand-up special to Beverly Hills Cop, Coming to America, ultimately culminating in like every actor's dream to be nominated for an Oscar. And he has that tangent from my end, if you will. Like, I think he's somewhat petty Murphy, if you will, for not staying for the whole Oscars after losing his category. And he comes up with excuses saying this and that. Like sick relative, it's like, this is like your one night, like your one shot, like you need to live it out to like the fullest, and to just be that like, oh, I lost, and like not stay through is kind of like leaves a sour taste in your mouth. Shut up. And but no, he did a great job, and his movie career, like he has more hits than misses. So I'm a fan. It's so funny because I actually didn't watch the performance he was nominated for, but
Which one was it?
Dreamgirls. That was too gay for me. I was like, no, I'm good. I will pass. But I mean, like, to get an Oscar nomination, that's pretty big. And then going back to comics and the transition from stage to theater, and then theater to like movies, television. And I think Whoopi Goldberg did it the best because she actually won an Oscar, and she's had a really good, amazing film career. I don't know, Jamie Foxx is necessarily a stand-up. I know he's done stand-up. He, too, has a few acting accolades. But very few people, it's hard for them to transition from being a stand-up comic to a serious actor. And going back to the topic of Eddie Murphy, I think he did it quite nicely. So I admire him for that. But I think it's kind of like you stick with what you know. I'd rather watch Eddie Murphy do stand-up or Saturday Night Live than in a movie, because that's what he does best. So, right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think that comes into play, too, because, I mean, like, the whole, if you're good at sketch comedy and that's where you started, like,
as
well stick with what you're good at. And then, I mean, I guess if you want to, you know, if you're really, really good, you can branch out. But the other thing, too, is it's not just how good you are. It's what people remember you for. And if people remember you for, like, doing sketch comedy, and all of a sudden now you're doing some, you know, dramatic role in a movie, they're going to, you know what I mean? It's
hard.
Weird to see you like that. So,
so hard.
So it's, I mean,
well, he was really close to getting back to Oscar bound when he went in Norbit.
So. Oh, don't get me. Yes. Where were the votes then? Where were the votes then? Who was counting these votes at that time?
That motherfucker had to wear. I know. He should have got an Oscar.
The Nutty Professor.
Oh my God. The hell clumps. Yeah.
Hercules. Hercules. Hercules.
Yeah, I called you if your name was.
Nailed it. So yeah, I mean he's done a spectacular job in the industry of entertainment, but I mean even just recently he going back to Saturday Night like won him an Emmy, so it's that's what I think most viewers and people who appreciate comedy and stand up and Eddie Murphy in general like just really like to see him in sketch comedy. It's what he does best.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean, I you know seeing him on SNL and you know especially. You know, knowing that, you know, we had this show coming up, I, you know, broke out the copies of Delirious and Raw and, you know, watched them again. And
oh, that was so great.
I remember. Oh, yeah, that's right. We were sitting here, we're watching Delirious and I laughed just as hard every single time that I see it. You know what I mean? And it was even better that I hadn't seen it in a long time.
Oh, that always makes it better. When was the last time you saw the Chappelle Show? Like, actually saw an episode.
Watched probably one all the way through, maybe like a year or two ago.
Sit down and watch it. It's effing amazing. Like, I did the same thing. Like, it had been like a couple of years. And then I watched it again. And I was like, oh my God, this shit is hilarious.
Yeah, but, he wins me over when he does Charlie Murphy.
Oh.
Prince and Charlie Murphy.
I love it.
Oh my God.
You guys wanted
eat grapes. When he made us pancakes.
Prince.
Mickey Finn. Darkness, tell her mother!
Mickey Free was not a girl.
Funniest shit ever. I mean, let's put it in retrospect, though, you know? I don't think I could ever do stand-up like Eddie Murphy, and I goddamn know I can't do movies like Eddie Murphy. So this is just shit-talking on
if
my
you
part.
Try.
Not with that attitude.
Well, was born. Fat porn.
Mexican.
Yeah, that's
there's
true.
A market for everything. Mm-hmm. I think I guess put it into a little bit of perspective, not to be a hater, but
what?
On a technicality,
we did not agree to this.
Gilbert Gottfried is in their same category because not only was he the fucking Aflac duck, so that's TV, but he was also that fucking parrot in Aladdin, so that's movies.
He was also in Problem Child, wasn't he? He was like the principal.
Oh, yeah, yes. The principal.
He was also in Beverly Hills Cop, too.
What
if I put a little money over here and you didn't look over here so much on the ticket? You look more on the money here, but not so much on the ticket here.
So I mean, you know, I guess it does. Like it really just depends on where you fall. But even in okay, so bringing up Gilbert Gottfried, like even that, that's another you know like character actor, I guess. For you know, because you notice he's like basically the same fucking character.
I love how you classify him as that, and it's true because he's done like a lot of characters. But it's funny how all of his characters are all the same,
right?
And it's just so widely accepted. Like, oh, he's a parrot now. Look at that shit.
You know what separates him from Eddie Murphy? He's got a great aristocrat story. Those fucking jokes are awesome.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard Eddie Murphy do aristocrats.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, no, I haven't either.
So you know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
The family juggling around, piss and shit everywhere. Oh, God.
And you know, not to have any spoilers, but Gilbert Gottfried is one of the comedians that did make the list of 24, and so we'll have his own spotlighted episode. So if you're a fan of Gilbert's, you should probably tune in. Again, I'm not going to release any spoilers. We're just going to go ahead and debut, let you know who's on as we record them. So, but again, just to show you the caliber of comedians that we did pick for,
there was thought put into this.
Yeah, right. We sat down and had some beers and had more beers, and then decided we should probably pick 24 comedians for the show.
Followed by some more beers.
Right.
Yeah. And it was funny. Tacos you're going to eat. Pick a comic.
And it's funny because you guys were talking about the doctor earlier, and it was just like, the doctor told me to drink less booze, but I couldn't find that brand, so I had to stick with what I knew, so I just got my regular whiskey.
Exactly. Who makes less booze? Is it French?
I don't know. It sounds that way.
I was at the doctor, and I felt both hands on his shoulder and slight pressure on my buttocks.
You're welcome.
I remember, this is the dentist office. What the fuck?
I didn't know they check for cavities like that. Yeah, I'm very thorough.
Damn good thing you had the laughing gas going.
This is where most cavities start, sir.
Your cavity's pretty shitty, but we're going to clean that rectum out.
So, a lot of funny things came up in this mid-season, or actually between season break, you know, at in the end of season three and the beginning of season season four. And one thing that we did talk about was there, you know, there's always these movies that you go to bed as you, and you all of a sudden you wake up as somebody else. TV shows, you know, same thing too. So we decided to kind of do our own little version of that. So there's some names in this bag that we've already picked names out. And so randomly we're going to go ahead and pull some names from the bag. And this is I Woke Up Like This. And so premise of this one is whoever's name is on the paper that I pull, that's who you woke up as. So who...
Are we picking or are you picking and then I'll
pick. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
I'll do this.
All right, here we go. Random pick.
Rip that shit out.
Melania Trump.
Bags are packed. I'm leaving this shit. Not getting a divorce. I'm not stupid. But I am moving. Antisocial, like bullying online. No more. This is my time to shine. Just talk a lot of shit about my husband. Like, get like that multi-million dollar book deal. Learn how to write. Learn how to read, then learn how to write. I'm set.
You doing Oprah?
Wouldn't be the first time.
All right. Good job. All right, here we go. Next one. Oh, all right. Big O. This is all for right. You. Spotlight comedian of the night, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You shouldn't have put that in there. I'm drawing a fucking blank. I'm getting stand-up, fucking getting alive, going to do a couple movies, going to change my name to Charlie Murphy.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., Charlie. Darkness.
Darkness, brothers.
Couple SNL skits. Get that shit going again. Maybe do a donkey premiere from Shrek. Go out on the road for that. Go to the Philippines. You know, get that shit rolling there.
Nice.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Let me see. Go ahead and just...
Let me pick yours.
All right. Hold on. Back in
there. Shut up. He's my cousin.
Fun fact, Cookie hates incest. No matter how many beers you give him.
Epstein.
Is it cold in here? It's just me. Do you guys feel that? Is it kind of drafty?
A wee bit.
A little hard to breathe. I really hope I don't get COVID.
Describe to us what you see, Epstein.
Well, there's a this rope. There's this brown stool by my feet. I don't think I can reach the floor.
But if you really try.
There's a foot behind me. It looks like Hillary's shoe. And what it looks like somebody's kicking my stool out from under me.
But you've got that rope to hold on to, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you have stool rolling down the inner thigh, or do you have a stool under your feet that was kicked out?
Both.
Feels like Hillary's pulling on my leg.
You do it right or you don't do it at all.
Do you hear the gentle sound of a saxophone playing in the background?
There's this bright light. What's going on?
Bright light? I hear
careless whisper.
Man, it's hot in here. All right. Next. All right, Cookie.
Oh, God.
Carol fucking Baskin.
I better empty out that that meat grinder. You know what? I'm just going to really like work on my Dancing with the Stars footsteps, and then I'll get to it. No one's going to catch me. I'm good.
Who, you know, and who couldn't foresee that going well, her being on Dancing with the Stars? She's like 1,000 and weighs like, what, 400 pounds? Like, how could that not work? You know what I mean?
Shut up. I'm amazing. Leopard print goes with everything. If you were
feline, what would you be?
A pussycat.
You know who would... It would be fun to, you know, have comment on that one. Would be Pam the Lesbian just like phone in her update on Carol Baskin being on Dancing with the Stars.
Here she is. What's up, guys? Pam here. I'd hit that pussy. Then I'd grind it up, take her money. Tiger King all the way. Oh, she's a Tiger King fan, is she?
Pam the Lesbian, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, she's going to Home Depot. You left a Birkenstock.
Spot on, spot on. All right. I think we've got time for one more. Big O. Perfect. Joe Exotic.
You know what? Give me a six-pack and a porn, you'll be queer in a second. Carol fucking Baskin's the one to turn me like this. I just need some cocaine, some toots, some tigers, and some gay boys around me. I'm going to marry all you momo fuckers out there. We're going to get Carol Baskin. We're going to put her in a meat grinder, and we're going to find the naughty bits of her husband. Nothing, Cookie?
No. I think, was spot on.
Yeah, right? Bravo.
Perfection. I also believe that was a confession.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll accept my Oscar. Cookie will pick it up for me.
I'll be picking up my own fucking Oscar. Thank you very much.
Sorry. Booty a bit.
I mean, that show did... Honestly, when that thing first started, did you...
That show did for Netflix what Trump did for America.
Nothing.
Are you kidding? Do you know how many... It was the same exact thing. Like, if the world was Netflix, America is Tiger King. Like, that's...
It came to us like a shot in the head. I mean...
Pew. Pew, 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 pew.
Please watch the episode to get that joke.
Shout out to JFK. No, but it was funny because I didn't watch it till later on, but then when we started watching it, we started doing the reviews. And so, you know, they're up on our website, and you can go to the fun section or something like that, and it's under Tiger King reviews. And so we've got a few episodes. So there's, I think, Cookie and I did one. guitar guy and I did one. I think Catalina V and I think Cookie was. I think the three of us did. The three of us did do one, something like that.
I don't. Maybe.
But either way, there's some episodes there, and we are going to continue to do them. We just got sidetracked planning out this fucking awesome season, four that we're working on now. And but I think now that you have had a chance to meet at least one of the new cast members, we can maybe start working them into the mix and doing some more of these Tiger King reviews, and just go ahead and put them up in the fun stuff section of our website.
Just so you know, my casting couch days are over, so just saying.
I'll be the judge of that. You want to be a star, don't you?
I don't know.
That's what they all say.
Let's ask Epstein about that.
I mean Weinstein.
Whatever.
It takes us back to the Weinstein method, and if you missed that bit, it's season at the end of season 3, and the Weinstein method, just to recap, was both people getting what they want at present time, but then the other one is going to bitch about it like 10 years later.
Ugh, sounds like marriage. Am I close? I'm not married. I wouldn't know.
He's not wrong.
Jesus Christ, how did you get $20 extra?
And so, keeping in line with the theme of Eddie Murphy, and going back to rewatching his stand up, one of the things that I think he did that he was really funny about is when he was telling stories of like family get-togethers, and like it was his dad saying like getting drunk and saying the most inappropriate shit at the least opportune time. And so that kind of sparked the idea for a conversation. It was like, okay, let's take a trip down memory lane. Like, Cookie, what's anything jump to mind about, you just kind of like running off at the mouth and blurted out some shit that was like
this is intoxicated or sober, right?
Either one.
Intoxicated.
I've been around for both.
intoxicated telling a parental unit that I wanted to slap them. I didn't. I restrained myself at a family baptism, and then a sober.
So fucking Mexican, Jesus.
Sober was a friend of mine had knocked up his girlfriend, and they're telling me the story, and I was like, are you going to keep it? And they kept it, and then once I realized they were going to keep it, I was like, oh, good, congratulations. I didn't know where it was going, so I didn't want to sound too excited. Because if they weren't going to keep it, then I was like, oh, okay.
Are we excited, or are we taking a road trip to Planned Parenthood?
Get in the car.
We're at that age, you know what I mean?
It can go either way. Either way, either way.
We were talking about a shelter animal.
Those were mine.
What about you, Big O?
I got two incidents that popped to mind, both when I was stupid at 18. So when I was going to school out here in Arizona, there was something walking by and wearing those overalls. Back in the 90s, that was the rage. Nice blonde hair. Hey, baby, what you doing? Turn around, got the big old scruffy beard. No! God, no. Everyone on the street laughing at me. Nothing you can do. You just have to laugh and walk away.
Married for 25 years.
The second, around that same time, around that same school thought, we were at this guy's apartment. He was cool. He had his girlfriend there, and there's a couple other girls in there. And his girlfriend... her name was Starla, and she's black. She learned my name from my friends. She goes, hey, Oscar, you can get me some ice in there? I looked at her in this room with people I don't know and said, who the fuck you think I am, you old nigga? Everyone's jaw dropped. Me and her were famous friends after that. She loved it so much, we became good friends. But her Mexican friends didn't like it. They thought it was racist for her, and she didn't give a fuck.
That is racist.
So
I won, though.
Did you, though?
Yeah, it's a race, so technically I won.
It's a race.
So mine is, I'm in, I think my senior year of high school, and I was on the basketball team, and the coach just happened to be the economics teacher. So I'm in class with, you know, like guys that are on my team and like buddies of mine and whatever. And we're, you know, we're dicking around because it's like, you know, it's the coach. Like, you know, he's not going to get on us too much. Like, he'll probably take it up, you know, he'll make us run extra laps or whatever, but like, he's gonna, like, you know, come down on us in class. So I'm like fucking like dicking around with him, and he said something, and like other people started laughing, and I'm like, no, dude, I already told you, stop fucking offering me joints, I don't want them. But like, and he was talking, like, and people were, you know, like they were having a conversation. But just as I started saying it, like, the conversation ended and it was like dead silent in the room. Oh, and so, shit. Like, it's just me, like, all fucking loud. No, dude, I already told you I don't want your fucking joints. Put them away. Like, and then, like, turn around. I'm all, oh, see what had happened was.
See what had happened was.
And it's like, what do you do at that moment? It's just like, well, shit.
Take the joint.
You know, again, it was the coach, so he's like, really, you guys just shut up. Other teacher that would have been down, like, act,
yes, whip out your dick and go, yeah, you could see it.
I guess.
It was funny because there was again, an instance of saying inappropriate things at the least opportune moment. I'm in high school, and it's our senior year, so we get certain like perks that we ask the faculty for. So one of these perks was on like Fridays, the seniors could get out like 5 minutes early for lunch. So the agreement was, yes, but so long as you're quiet about it. But if you, like, don't and you fuck it up, then it's gone for the rest of the school year. And so, like, these two guys were in the fucking hallway, and what, like, all of a sudden, like, it's all quiet. Everybody's fucking in class. And so, but the doors are all open. And so all of a sudden you just hear, no, dude, I already told you can't touch my dick. And, like, aww, fucking everybody fucking starts, like, you hear a whole fucking hallway of classrooms just start fucking losing their shit. Like, and so they come out, and it's fucking one of the people is a fucking senior. And so they're like, oh, well, guess who just fucking ruined the fucking 5 minutes out early for lunch for the rest of the school year? And I was like, it only took us 2 weeks to lose that shit.
It was still September.
You know, so it just...
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I just remembered. It was just like, really? Fuck, you couldn't have waited till you got around the corner? You, like,
ruined it for all of us.
And of all the people that would have let somebody touch his dick, it would have been that guy.
It's true. I know him.
You know, the story got funnier because at first I thought you were talking about old people, but then I realized you're talking about high school.
Seniors. They can't hear anything.
Touch his dick, huh?
Honk, 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 honk. I just walked through the honk, honk, honk. Oh, no. Is that yours? I did not go to an all-boys school.
It wasn't, you know what, it wasn't, like, all bad. Like, I didn't really, like, I went through my whole senior year not giving a fuck what I look like in the morning because there was no chicks there anyway. So I'm like, I totally didn't give a shit. Like, I brushed my teeth and whether like I fucking took a shower or fucking wore the same shit that I've been wearing for the last 2 days, did not give two shits.
My 30s is your senior year.
Sounds like a Skinamax flick.
I saw a porn that started like this once.
You know, there was this one time I was working on a copy machine and someone was talking about a recent death. And as they were gabbing away, the girls were gabbing away. I'm here in the background going, it's about goddamn time. Talking about a copy machine right when they're talking about somebody's death. Pretty awkward.
Oh my gosh. We were at a family friend's funeral service, like the actual funeral service in church. And my dad has a job where every so often he's on call. And so this was like in the early 2000s. So cell phones were becoming like popular. Everybody was having them. And so right in the middle of the eulogy, his cell phone goes off like super loud. He forgot to put it on vibrate. And here they are trying to like remember this poor 19-year-old who just died. And I'm like looking at him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Answer it. That is our livelihood. You go make that money.
So
that's hilarious.
There was okay, so I didn't this story I didn't necessarily say anything. I was talking shit, but not with my mouth. So we're chilling at Catalina V's house, right? And we're all drinking and smoking and like chilling and partying and just hanging out. And we were talking and like I was in the middle of telling a joke and all of a sudden like this fucking mean loud fart just fucking slips out.
Oh.
Right before I get to the fucking punchline. So I don't know if they were actually laughing at my punchline or if they were laughing because it was like everybody was listening.
Like any true comic, a laugh is a laugh.
There was, right, I'll take it. It was like there was like fucking six people sitting at that table. Everybody was quiet. And all of a sudden, this fucking loud fart. I was all,
you talking shit?
Exactly.
A little bit.
So I don't know if that counts, but
it definitely counts.
Many a fart has made an awkward moment. So
I was at I was at work and I offered the HR lady help moving one of the cabinets and the fucker was heavier than I thought. So when I guess I should have done it before lunch.
I could do you one better.
I'm glad I came out alone.
I was in San Diego because one of our friend's truck got broken into, and the Berto brothers were getting staged out there and back in the, what was that, 91. So you got Aldobertos, Filibertos, all that shit. So I'm eating rolled tacos by the dozen out there. I'm just eating the shit. I'm drinking that red sauce. It's so hot. Burn your butthole like it was a devil.
Go on.
Tongue punch. Oh, I knew you'd like this.
Mm-hmm.
Next morning rolls around, and I got the bubble guts from all